The St. Louis River estuary flowing into Lake Superior is one of the largest freshwater estuaries in the world. For many years, the estuary was on the United States list of most polluted regions on the Great Lakes. A steel mill in Morgan Park on Duluth's West End, sawmills that closed long ago, and flash flooding in 2012 were sources of much of the destroyed habitat and pollution. Since 2013, the Minnesota DNR, the Fond du Lac Band, Minnesota Pollution Control Agency, and the Wisconsin DNR have identified 9 polluted and impaired sites. 7 restoration projects have been completed.
And now a large and complex habitat restoration is complete at 2 more sites, comprising 230 acres of coastal wetland habitat at Kingsbury Bay and Grassy Point near Duluth's West End communities. Joining us to talk about the history of the estuary and restoration projects is Melissa Scholand. Melissa is the Minnesota DNR's St. Louis River and Lake Superior Program Supervisor and one of the leaders of these restoration projects. Morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
Thanks for being with us. Well, let's start off first with why the DNR chose the sites for restoration.
Great question. So both of these sites have what we call legacy impairments to habitat. The Kingsbury Bay site is at the mouth of Kingsbury Creek. And over the past decades, you know, development and urbanization in that Kingsbury Creek watershed, along with the 2012 flood, deposited massive amounts of sediment in Kingsbury Bay. So Kingsbury Bay, which was once a nice shallow, sheltered bay with lots of wetland vegetation and great fisheries habitat, became silted in. So it was very, very shallow, filled in with sediment and supporting a lot of non-native vegetation. And then over at Grassy Point, we had quite a bit of a different legacy impairment happening there. The legacy that impacted Grassy Point was 2 turn-of-the-century sawmills that were located there on the St. Louis River. So back in the day, they would harvest the timber up in the northern forests. They would float it down the St. Louis River to these sawmills that were right on the river. And as they cut the logs into boards, they would just dump all of their scrap pieces of wood and sawdust right into the river. So Grassy Point had a huge expanse of about 75 acres that was covered in wood waste, so up to 20 feet thick in some places.
Wow.
So that just made Grassy Point very, very shallow. It was littered with wood. And even though that wood had been there for, you know, well over 100 years, there was no vegetation growing there. So it was just very, very poor habitat overall. So different things impairing both of these sites, but they were both chosen to be restored as part of the St. Louis River Area of Concern program.
How would you describe the water quality in the river there?
So, you know, the water quality in that portion of the river is not too bad. We're luckily not dealing with any contamination at either of these sites. So the sediment there was clean. So the water quality overall, you know, not polluted, but if you think of the wood waste there as being a type of pollutant, then it was very impaired.
So what kind of habitat are you restoring?
So our target habitat at both of these sites is something called a shallow sheltered bay. So you can picture the water being maybe mostly between 2 to 4 feet deep with some deeper channels to help flow and access. At both of these sites, we're looking to deepen them and then create a sheltered situation so that the wind and the wave energy coming from Lake Superior and driving up the river would protect those communities and so help establish a really nice coastal marsh, which has lots of native aquatic plants and creates really great habitat for fish throughout all stages of their life, and just has a more kind of native and thriving ecosystem. Whereas right now, both of these sites were really dominated by invasive species and were just poor habitat overall.
So how does a restoration like this actually happen?
It happens over a really long period of time. So these projects have been on the radar of natural resource managers in the area for many, many years. So what really kicked it off was once we started getting funding. So the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, Minnesota's Outdoor Heritage Fund, both helped kick off these projects. So we started a good 5 years ago by hiring professional engineering and design firms to help us, you know, turn our concept that we have in our head into actual engineering design plans and specifications. And then about 3 years ago, once those were done, we were able to hire a construction firm to actually construct the project. So in Duluth, you know, the weather here is pretty severe. We have a really short construction season every summer. So it's taken us 3 summers now to get these projects constructed. So at Kingsbury Bay, where we had all that excess sediment, that meant bringing in large excavators floating on barges to dredge out over 100,000 cubic yards of invasive vegetation and sediment. And they would do that one scoop at a time and load it onto barges. And then those barges of clean sediment were actually taken over to Grassy Point. Because at Grassy Point, we had all of that old legacy sawmill waste in the water. And our plan there was to actually take all of that wood out of the water and use it to construct a new island at Grassy Point. There was just so much wood there that we couldn't ever afford to take it away. So instead of removing it completely from the area, we used that wood to build a new island at Grassy Point, which was kind of a long, narrow island to help shelter the new bay behind it. So we did that kind of the same way that we did at Kingsbury Bay, with large excavators floating on barges, scooping all of that wood out of the water, and then transferring it over to where the new island would be, and then building the island out of that wood, and then covering that island in the clean sediment that came from Kingsbury Bay. So that's why these two projects were put together, because the clean sediment from Kingsbury Bay could help build the new habitat at Grassy Point.
We're speaking with Melissa Scholin. Melissa's the Minnesota DNR St. Louis River and Lake Superior Program Supervisor. She's one of the leaders of the St. Louis River Estuary Restoration Projects. And but now the construction is complete, but there's more work planned at the site. What else will be done?
So we've completed really our major construction effort, but there are a couple things that are going to happen next year. So one exciting thing is that we will be installing a new fishing pier at Kingsbury Bay. So there's a campground and trail there on a place called Indian Point. And right off of Indian Point, we have dredged out a nice deep habitat where fish are really going to love to hang out. So we'll be installing a new fishing pier off of the end of Indian Point. The city of Duluth is going to help us by connecting that new pier to the existing recreational trail there. So we're hoping that'll happen in the spring, and it'll be a great opportunity for people to come out and fish off the pier and, you know, enjoy the fruits of our labor and enjoy the new habitat. And then next year, we'll also be working with the Minnesota Land Trust. They're going to be doing some plantings on those new islands that I talked about at Grassy Point. So they're going to be bringing in lots of native trees and shrubs and planting that island to create habitat targeting birds.
Melissa,
so, yeah.
I didn't mean to interrupt.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, so what does this mean to the average person who maybe hasn't been there before, doesn't know the difference between a invasive species? You know, they may not look that different. What is your sort of hope and dreams for the future of these places?
So when we approach these projects, we always think about the potential to move them from remediating to restoring habitat to then revitalizing them for the community and for community enjoyment. So that's what we like to see people be able to come to these areas and really enjoy them and enjoy the resource. So, like I mentioned before, these areas before were very shallow. They were dominated by invasive species. It was hard to, you know, paddle up into them or really get close to these areas. So that's what we hope, is that as we benefit, you know, that the habitat for fish and wildlife, we're also creating these beautiful spaces for people to enjoy. So you know, for many, many years now, people have turned their back on the river, thinking that it was dirty, it was polluted, it was ugly. So through this area of concern program, we're coming and we're cleaning up those sediments, we're restoring that habitat. We're hoping to show people that this St. Louis River estuary is this beautiful treasure. We want it to be thriving and diverse, and just be something that people can really be proud of and can enjoy.
Yeah, it sounds great. Those communities on the west end of Duluth, I know, have been, you know, well, heavily industrialized over the years. As meant the sawmills, there was actually a steel mill there. So the people in that part of Duluth now have a new place to enjoy. How are you going to monitor the recovery of the site?
Great question. So we are partnered with the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency, and also the Environmental Protection Agency has a lab here in Duluth. So we will be coming back to both the Kingsbury Bay and Grassy Point sites over the years to monitor the recovery. So that means digging in the sediment to look for those little bugs and critters that form the base of the food chain to see how that that habitat is recovering. We'll also be looking at the plants that establish, so the different aquatic and wetland plants. We'll be looking at fisheries use of these areas, you know, in all different life stages, from, you know, looking at larval fish to adult fish, and hopefully also, you know, looking at bird communities using the area. So, you know, we intend to come back to these areas over the years and see how they're being used by fish and wildlife. And then we also want to see how the community is using it as well. So seeing if we're successful in creating a connection for members of the West Duluth neighborhoods to come and enjoy the resource as well.
All right. That's Melissa Scholand. Melissa is the Minnesota DNR St. Louis River and Lake Superior Program Supervisor. She's one of the leaders of these restoration projects. Thanks, Melissa, for being on our program today.
Thanks for having me. Come to Duluth and come visit the St. Louis River.
I intend to.
Thanks, Melissa.